This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take us through just your thoughts on this year's event and everything kind of leading up to this weekend's event.
Right, they're just finishing up their displays. We have 12 fully landscaped display areas. This year's theme is Welcome to the Jungle. So there's going to be a lot of things in here regarding that and tropical plants. But just to walk in this building, people are going to be pretty impressed and appreciate the smells, the sights, and have an enjoyable time.
Where did the inspiration come from with Welcome to the Jungle for this year's theme?
Every year we just come up with a theme that seems like it would be a fun thing to play off of, and that was the one we decided on this year. Next year, I have no idea yet, but I'm sure we'll know that by this time next week.
What can people expect when they come down to the Hamburg Fairgrounds this year and they walk through the doors of Plantasia 2025? Okay.
So when people come, you know, they either just want to enjoy it, you know, a nice time walking around, looking at everything, buying some things from our different vendors that sell anything from, you know, flower seeds and bulbs and different garden decor. But if they're looking to have landscaping done, there's definitely guys here that they could talk to and hire the companies, or if they're looking to do it themselves, we have a lot of the larger garden centers in the area also that would help them through that or be able to, you know, work with them to sell them the proper plant material for their garden.
I know that every year it seems like it's, for some people it may think, oh, Plantasia, you walk around, you see a bunch of plants, but like, where does the inspiration come from to change things up from year to year, and how will this year compare maybe to last year?
Yeah, so every year the show's a little bit different. For the most part, people in our area want to expand their season, and you know, we have short seasons with the weather, so a lot of people are doing outdoor kitchens, they're making their patios more part of their home, so they'll do container gardenings and things like that. So walking in here, they might get a different idea on some of the garden decor that's available through the different vendors. We have the educational seminars are all day, every day, so those are very well attended. And they're gonna range anywhere from on how to take care of your lawn, perennials, landscape design, and a lot of different topics.
So obviously, usually around this time of year, the weather can vary. It could be warm, it could be cold, it could snow, it could rain, or it could be nice and sunny. But this weekend, luckily, it's supposed to be into the 60s. I mean, just how nice is that weather going to be to maybe get people up and at it to get out and get ready for their gardening season?
Right. This whole winter has been a traditional winter where it's just been really bad. You know, we had a lot of snow. It really wasn't even that much snow, but it seemed like it. And it did add up at the end of the day, but we had some ice. So people are a little tired of it and all the cold. So coming in here, they're going to really, you know, just feel good about the whole thing. With the weather coming up like this in the springtime, this is a typical, you know, way things go. Hopefully people will want to get out and come and see what we have to show this year.
For people that maybe looking to get out and get some jump start on their gardening, any tips or anything this year in particular that maybe you'll advise people?
Yeah, so a lot of people are going to be surprised when they get out in their yard for the first time because there's going to be a lot of damage from the rabbit and the deer. Once the snow covered in the ice, it covered up all the lower growth, so they were able to, you know, damage a lot of other plant material that normally would not have been damaged. But the rabbits seem to have chewed the trunks on a lot of different trees this spring or winter within the last month or so, especially on Japanese maples. The deer started eating, you know, the arborvitae up like, you know, like they were candy, even the varieties that typically are not attractive to the deer. So it's going to be an interesting spring. We'll see what kind of damage there is once this is all over. And, you know, it's just all part of gardening in Western New York.
And how much did the snow play a factor? I know that for a period of time, we had snow almost every day. I think it was like 52 out of 53 days this year. And the snow stayed on the ground for quite some time and didn't really melt much of at all until now. How much does that play into effect?
It really doesn't. It's actually good to have the snow cover for the insulation factor. The problem comes in is when there's snow and then the ice develops on top of it and you get the glare from the sunlight, so it'll burn the side of different evergreen trees and people won't understand why is, you know, one side of my tree is all burned out. And it's just a reflection. Like when you're 4 years old, you're outside with a magnifying glass trying to, like, you know, blow up a little ant or a leaf or something to get it to flame up. So that's what happens with the ice and the sunlight. And the cold, it's actually going to be a benefit to us come springtime, because last year we didn't have a cold winter and there was an awful lot of insects out. Hopefully this year with the temperatures that we did have, it's going to kill off a lot of those insects.
Feel free to tell us any details in terms of what people need to know if they're looking to come out to Plantasia this weekend.
So the show starts tomorrow, Thursday, and it runs through Sunday. We have plenty of free parking out here at the event center. All the information regarding the show, all our different seminars, is on our website, which is plantasiany.com.